The wonderfulness of voting. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. I know election interference happens, but the other part of the story is that for many millions of us, voting is going pretty well. The only person who's ever tried to change my vote is the person I live with. And really, it's not that she changes it, but rather helps me better understand which bubble I meant to color in. In King County here in Washington State, we have 73 ballot drop boxes. Ours was less than a mile away and no lines, so I was happy. They do make you sign that nasty statement on the envelope threatening you with jail for voting more than once, but the ballot had 39 bubbles to fill out, so I wasn't at all tempted. Now, it was a little different for my sister in Westport in upstate New York, first time ever having to wait in line for early voting. It took her 50 minutes. My other sister in the Bronx waited 2 hours without snacks or a bathroom. She must have looked desperate because a poll worker came out and said, you could come back another day, but the family all texted her, urging her to stick it out for her country because, as I reminded her, when the going gets tough, the tough hold it in. Pro tip for those of you required to vote in person, those absorbent briefs have come a long way, not nearly as bulky as before. So I'll tell you what I told her. You're an American. Put on your slimline patriot pants and make yourself heard. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.